On the afternoon of the 22nd of October, 1957, by the successive acts of robing, presentation of the pugri, sword, chain, and signet ring, His Highness the Aga Khan Maulana Karim al-Husseini was installed in Nairobi, the capital of Kenya, as the 49th Imam of the Ismailia Muslims. From all over East Africa, Ismailis had converged on Nairobi for this momentous occasion, and as early as 10 o'clock on the day of the ceremony, the grounds of the Aga Khan Club, where the installation was to be held, had started to fill up. By 4:30 in the afternoon, some 12,000 Ismailis and more than 6,000 of their guests had assembled in the grounds of the club, and excitement mounted steadily as the distinguished visitors started to arrive.
Her Highness Mata Salamat, Sheikh Amala Khan, has just arrived in the grounds of the club.
Prominent in the vast crowd were members of the Consular Corps and of the East African government.
Their Highnesses, Prince Ali Khan and Princess Del Ali Khan, have now arrived.
The weather, which until this moment had been intensely hot, now clouded over slightly, and greatly added to the comfort of the huge crowd.
His Excellency the Governor of Kenya, Sir Eugene Baring, and Lady Mary Baring have now arrived.
And then, at exactly 5 o'clock, a hush fell over the audience.
His Highness Aga Khan has just arrived at the ground and is being met by Council Ibu Firbai, President of the Supreme Council of Kenya. Justice Council Ibu, the President of the Italian Council Council on Nairobi, Mombasa and Kisumu, the Muki and the Kamalia of the Nairobi Jamaat, and members of the Supreme Council Executive, His Highness is now making his way to the dais.
Slowly, and with great natural dignity, His Highness climbed the steps of the dais and seated himself on the splendid throne. This was set amidst a dazzling display of many-colored flowers, while the flags of the Commonwealth streamed out in the breeze behind him. The scene was now set for the ceremony to begin.